This is Soldiers Radio News. I'm Sergeant Rachel Badgley. U.S. Army Europe has over 70 years of experience working hand-in-hand with our NATO partners in Europe. USER Commanding General Donald Campbell explains the lasting effect of those relationships.
Our ability to be here on the ground, to be living and working in Germany, wherever we are serving, and the relationships that we build with the countries that we work with, and we work with a good majority of the 51 countries that are in Europe, gives us access, gives us credibility, and gives us insights into our European partners. You can't just come over here and start training with them and gain their trust. You have to live with them, you have to work with them, and you have to train with them day in and day out.
Paratroopers from U.S. Army Europe's 173rd Airborne Brigade are currently deployed in support of Operation Atlantic Resolve in Poland and the Baltics, reinforcing America's commitment to peace and stability in the region. Major General Bert Francisco, the commander of Task Force 46, explains the mission of Command and Control Seaborne Response Elements, or C2CRE, currently training at Muscatatuck Training Center.
We have the technical support forces, the initial response force, of both chemical, medical, and our engineers. And specifically those three elements, what they will do is provide search and extraction or search and rescue. And they're actually going through training to replicate as near as possible what would happen in an environment where there was a complex catastrophe.
You're listening to Soldiers Radio News. August is Anti-Terrorism Awareness Month. Your tip of the day is protect your personal information at all times. Do not reveal details of your personal life, such as where you live, work, family members, your association with the U.S. military, your mailing address, or phone numbers, to anyone you don't know and trust. For these stories and more, please follow Soldiers Mag on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. That's your Soldiers Radio News.